This episode of Mares in Black is sponsored by Gail Berg and Berg's Beads. Come check out the handmade jewelry and other beaded products at gailberg.etsy.com or email bergsbeads@gmail.com.
The Mares in Black want you to know that we think Black Lives Matter. People of color matter. LGBTIQA+ lives matter. People with disabilities matter. We think all populations that have been systemically oppressed matter. We hear you. We see you. We know we benefit from these systems, and we want to be better allies. Greetings, everyone. This is Mares in Black podcast episode 62, the newscast for mid-January. This is the Model Horse podcast for hobbyists by hobbyists. I am Jackie, and I am here with my amazing and wonderful co-host in the Mile High City, sort of, Heather.
Doing jazz hands.
Yeah, it's not a visual medium, pumpkin.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, so
for reference, it is Sunday, January 10th, when we're recording this.
Yep.
This is going to be an all Briarfest show for the most part, because Briarfest has done a data dump on us of epic magnitude.
Oh my gosh. It's literally every day. Like, there was stuff today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there'll be stuff tomorrow.
Yep.
So this will all be a week out of date when you hear it. But
that's right.
Oh well.
Oh well. You can still listen to us be funny.
Yes.
Oh, so how you doing, Heather? It's been a hell of a week.
It has been a hell of a week, you know.
I know.
At the risk of being too political, you know, I can't believe some guy blew up downtown Nashville, and that was last week too, and it feels like it was 10 years ago.
Because of the other stuff.
The storming of the Bastille in Washington.
The heck. You know, I've seen a lot of movies, and I was under the impression you couldn't just roll in there like that. But you can.
Yeah, I saw that joke on Twitter that was like, what's the difference between the U.S. Capitol and Mordor? You can't just walk into Mordor. I mean, it's not funny, but I mean, if you don't laugh, you'll just cry.
Yeah, cry. I don't like this 1 week trial of 2021. It's like terrible.
To return it for something else. All right. Video games. What you got for me?
Oh, what have I got for you? I don't know. Just been kind of doodling around on Breath of the Wild. I got to go into Age of Calamity and finish picking up all the Korok seeds, because there's a prize if you get them all. And
oh, nice.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, though. And you can only pick them up during, like, the big battle sequences. So you're kind of be like, right. You know, all of hell is breaking loose, and you're like, I got to go flip over some rocks. I'll be right back. No, it's cool. It's cool. I'll be back.
I haven't played anything but Animal Crossing still. I am toying with the notion of playing Star Stable, but I don't know if I should.
It looks cute, but I know it's not going to be my jam.
See, I don't know that. I may love it, but I don't know if I'm going to commit or not.
So I do. Actually, I have my video game lair almost all set up.
Yes, we will get to that.
Okay. Oh, we do. Okay. All right. Cool.
We don't have any new countries. We have gotten a lot of tags on Instagram, which we super enjoy. We like to reshare, so we appreciate all the shout outs. And as we said before, we're just going to talk about all the virtual Briarfest stuff that has come out. Like what Briar has been assaulting us with.
It's been like drinking from a fire hose.
Cass.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So we'll take a break and we'll be back with the news.
Okay.
The Mares in Black would like to thank our newest patron, Bree Cundiff. And as always, our herd nerds, Allison Piraeus, Andrea Brigadier, Ann Field, Ann Hudson, Brianna Ashkar, Chris Walbrook, CJC, Cynthia Wyatt Briley, Danny Boyko, Darlene Stoddard, Donna McKnight, Eclectic Equines, Elaine Boardway, Aaron Michelle, Gail Berg, Haley Walker, Heather Bullock, Heather Jackson Lane, Heather Wissner, Heather Zeiger, Jana Wright, Jenny Lambert, Jennifer Wilson, Katie Niles, Kelly Weimer, Katie Murata, Kenzie Williamson, Laura Heidkamp, Mackenzie Ferguson, Madison Parkinson, Maeve King Devery, Mary Reardon, Megan Smith, Mel Boynes, Melissa Addison, Melissa Hart, Michael Price, Nikki H., Robbie Ramirez, Samantha Buckert, Sandra Gibson, Shay Schultens, Susan Boyer, Tammy Blankenship, Taylor Brookman, Tegan R., Teresa Bazell, and Yashka Hallen. The Mayor's thank you.
And we're back with the news. We always start the news with Mayor's Black News because our podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have Patreon. Patreon.com/Mayor's in Black. If you search Mayor's in Black podcast, you will find it. We have 92 Patreons, which is insane to me.
Woo woo! 92 people like us.
Yes.
Hooray.
Like us a lot.
We also have hit 50,000 downloads. Fanfare!
Yay!
We hit it on episode 60 being released. And we're still in search of the elusive 2K on Insta so we can do our giveaway.
But 1973, right?
Yep. We got up to 1975 and then we lost two people. So we're doing that hover thing again. Weird. Which really, so, you know, get your grandma, get your kids, get everybody to follow us on Instagram. Get us over this speed bump. We can't seem to.
Yeah. Come on.
And also, Jackie has a woman cave now. And
my lair. It's great.
She's going to talk all about that. But the gist of it being that she's going to do a tour at some point.
Yes, probably some point soon. I'm kind of down to all that's left upstairs is. If you were in my old horse room, I had an entire wall of rosettes and I'm in the process of taking that down. It's an undertaking. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to do with them, but I have some ideas. All the horses are down there. There's like a bunch of little side projects. All the horses eventually will have a sheep protector with their information, and they have an inventory number that corresponds to a tag the horse wears, and any ephemera and stuff goes in there, and then goes into a binder. And I was tooling along with that really well for a while, and then that kind of fell off the wagon. So that's like one project I got to do. And there's a bunch of little organizational things that makes it the room currently look like a bigger mess than it actually is. But but I have enough storage space for it all, and I have enough storage space that I have set up a video game area, which is I enjoy. It's very cool. I got a TV for Christmas that has like three HDMI ports and it has Roku on it, so I can watch Netflix down there. So next time you come over, we don't have to leave the basement like at all.
And she never saw her husband again.
It's pretty much, yeah. So he has the upstairs. It's funny, all of the Christmas tree is still up, and I'm like, I think the reason why it's still up is I'm spending a lot of time in the basement. He's spending a lot of time up on the second floor. Like we don't use the common area. I've got my Switch down there, and I have a Wii that mostly functions that won't take a disc, and I tried doing surgery on it, and then it's the thing I thought was the problem wasn't the problem, so I chickened out. But it works. So we'll move eventually. That Wii came from my father-in-law. I don't know where he got it, but eventually the one that is up here, I'm just going to take downstairs because it's not getting used up here. And God damn it, I want to play Twilight Princess. I have a wine fridge down there too, Heather, man. I'm serious when I'm saying
we'll never leave.
We'll never leave.
I'm just going to put a hammock up down there. And like, if Dave tries to tell me to sleep on the couch, I'm just going to sneak downstairs anyway.
Remember, like, no, we're not, there's no couch we're sleeping.
Not, yeah, yeah, we're not doing that.
I don't know why he's obsessed with it, but he is. Anyway. But yeah, there'll be a collection tour coming. I'm not sure if I'm going to just do it live or just
record it and edit it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah, I think that'll be better.
Yeah, so you can do it in segments or however you need to do it. You don't have to worry about just keep going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like because the fancy horses are still upstairs because they're the fancy horses. So.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. That's all the news that's fit to print for us. So we're going to move on to all the stuff that Briar dumped on us.
Oh my God, Briar.
So let's start with some news from last time, just so we can rehash kind of how we got here. Briarfest is officially virtual. 2021 Horse of a Different Color. It's going to be virtual, means it's going to be online, obviously.
Yep.
The news that followed up to that was just a slew of models and how ticket structures and model sales types. So we're going to go down the list of all the stuff they've blogged about literally in the last week, less than a week.
Yeah. Less than a week. It's been bananas.
So the first thing they discussed that came out was the new ticket structure. There is a new ticket structure for virtual Briarfest. I don't know if this is going to transition to regular Briarfest.
I bet it does.
This is maybe a test run for this type of thing.
Well, I mean, because for a while, you know, okay, so back in the day, you had the 1-day tickets, which got you entrance to the park and a stablemate. And you had the 3-day tickets, which there was an adult ticket and a children's ticket, and there was no difference between those tickets except the price. And, you know, what happens is people that are going to do pickups buy a bunch of children's tickets because they're a little bit cheaper. I don't think they're a lot cheaper.
Like $5.
Yeah, it's not a lot. So, I mean, I've been waiting for the death knell of the children's ticket for quite a while. Because I know there was one point Briar was, like many years ago, I was going to try to enforce that the children's tickets had to be like, had to have children attached to them.
Right.
And that didn't, I mean, there was no way to police that. So.
Sure. Yeah. That'd been an undertaking.
Yeah. So anyway, what we have now, and we don't know all the details yet.
We don't know the prices.
We don't know that.
We'll get to the leak in a minute.
Yeah.
But
there's a 3-day general admission that includes stablemate models and access to the special run in the store and crap like that.
Right. Let's preface this by saying all Briarfest tickets are 3-day tickets for virtual Briarfest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no 1-day tickets. There is a 3-day all access, which gets you the celebration horse, access to special run models, and access to limited edition. Yes. Special run and limited edition are different. So the general admission doesn't let you get access to the special runs.
So in context of the live Briarfest, the special runs were the ones that you would get ticket times for.
Right, the tent horses.
The limited edition ones were the ones that would be in the store areas.
Right. There's also going to be some kind of package where you can add all 4 of the stablemate bot models to any of these ticket packages.
Right.
There's a 3-day all access VIP, which includes the celebration horse, stablemate models, access to the special runs, and access to the limited editions.
Right.
So,
So they also did a blog a couple of days later called What's Included that gets into much more detail about what falls under each of these classifications.
Okay. So I must have missed that.
No, it's right there. Well, you may have missed it, but what's included is a link under there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So what's included? So the VIP, you have access to Briarfest for all 3 days, celebration horse, complete set of event tickets, of event stablemate. So if you always go in and get the 4-pack, you got the 4-pack with this.
Right.
You would get to pre-select and prepay for 2 special run models per ticket, which is interesting.
This is interesting. Yeah. And I want to talk about this a minute because everybody saves their money for July.
Yeah.
What this sounds to me like that these special runs that you can prepay for are above and beyond the cost of the ticket.
Yeah, that
so
would make sense.
So not only will you have to pay for your ticket, you're going to have to pay for special run models, maybe in a couple of weeks.
But you're also guaranteed
those models. Yes, you're guaranteed those special run models.
So there's not going to be that craziness.
Yes.
You can also pre-select and prepay for a selection of limited edition models per ticket. It doesn't say how many. It doesn't say what, you know, the way that's worded makes me think that not all of the limited edition stuff is going to be available. But again, this is stuff like, you know, for sure, you're going to be able to get.
Right.
You'll be able to enter the Briarfest Live.
That's only the ability. Only the ability to enter. You will still have to pay the entrance fee.
Right. Which isn't new. You can add on workshops. Again, sometimes those workshops have fees.
Kits and stuff like that. Yeah.
You can enter the various Briarfest contests. There's a swag bag. That is included free with each order, and there's a $10 coupon for swag.
Right. And the Briarfest contests cover the Best Customs contest, the Diorama contest. If they do a costume contest online, it will cover that.
Okay.
Are there any other
contests? No word on that. No,
because it didn't go last year.
Yeah, the costume contest got canned for last year with the idea that maybe we'll bring it back, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Okay, so the all-access ticket, and all these tickets also, they go on sale after they have revealed everything that you can get.
Yes, which they're in the middle of right now.
So you can pick out what you want. So, like, you know, I mean, because what I'm thinking I might do, depending upon what other special runs come out, if there's only two I want, I'll just do the VIP ticket and be done and relax. But if there's more than that, I'll probably take a gamble on the things I'm less excited about.
Yep.
Because the all-access ticket gets you access to Briarfest all 3 days, the celebration horse, the ability to purchase up to 2 special run models per ticket. So that sounds like it's going to be back more like last year, how you kind of like put in order what you wanted. You know, that's kind of how they did the Seattle Soiree boutique too. But it's not a guarantee you're going to get the exact two you want. Ability to purchase limited edition models. Godspeed, people.
And it may be that and it may end up being like the storm melee it was last year for Briarfest, like, where you just had to refresh at the top of every hour and try and get something. Which, you know, I never could. Thank God for the glossed horses, because I never could ever get anything out of the stores.
Yeah, I managed to get a Top Gun, and then everything else, I just went online and said, anybody who's being successful, this is what I need. And my personal shoppers came to my rescue. You'll be able to enter the Briarfest Live, additional fees, add on workshops, additional fees, and you'll be able to enter the Briarfest contests.
Right. So similar to the VIP ticket, except you are not guaranteed a prepay and pre-select for limited edition and special runs.
And there's no free swag.
Yes, no swag, no $10 coupon.
The general admission gets you access to Briarfest all 3 days, one randomly selected event stablemate model, and the ability to purchase limited editions. So basically, this will get you into the store. It functions like the 1 day ticket, but it's for 3 days.
Yep. And then they have on this particular blog post, they have a detailed grid like they had in the blog post before, but with much more information.
Yeah. So. I mean, they're trying really hard to break this down, because these are significant changes from, I mean, last year we kind of like had to adapt what we thought we knew was going on to this online thing. And this is a little bit more hybridized. I wouldn't be shocked if some of this ticketing stuff, like I wouldn't be shocked if there's a VIP all access ticket next, like when it's live. That wouldn't surprise me.
No.
And I'll be honest, if I could pay extra money to not stand in line, I would do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like when we had those gold passes at Walker Stalker.
Yeah.
100%, 1000% worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Worth it. When the con was really good, it was completely worth it.
Yeah. Because anything, you know, the regular VIP tickets were a nightmare.
Yeah. Anything that wasn't gold was a nightmare, because the way that they handled what, you know, at cons when they have photo ops and autograph opportunities, they oversold those and it was just completely impossible.
Nightmare. Anyway, cons that don't exist anymore.
Filed under fraud.
Filed under fraud.
It was dead before COVID-19. It's fine.
Let me just tell you, we did the Walker Stalkers first event, and we had a great time. It was a tour of Sonoya and some other places, and it was a good time. But you could tell then that James, one of the partners, was a schmuck.
Anyway, it just went on from there.
I loved the other guy. I can't remember his name. Eric. He was great.
Yeah, Eric. He left the podcast. Like a year into it, he was like, I got to. He didn't say why. It was personal, but he left
said,
everything.
He said family. He needed to be with his family, which is really F this crap. I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So when that happened, I knew. I was like, it's going down. It's I'm yelling cool. Timber. Good times.
Yeah, good times. We had fun.
We did have fun. Those were great. When they were still above board, we were going to Atlanta with the gang was super fun.
That was a fun time. Missed that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right.
Oh, what else we got? Oh, Briarfest models.
Yeah. So I want to skip down to the leaks first before we talk about Briarfest models.
Okay.
So I think this is the third year, at minimum the second year, that people have gone dumpster diving in Briarfest's website and found the Briarfest models before they're publicized.
Right.
Or the other way it's been happening is because they have put this material in public but not released the URLs, like they haven't announced this stuff, their advertising pixel, their Google Ads or AdSense or whatever they're using activates and starts spreading this stuff around on all sites like CNN and stuff like that.
That's how we found out about the changes to the Collectors Club last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the issue is that they probably need to stop putting stuff they don't want the public to know about on production before they're ready to reveal it.
Yeah.
But at any rate, this is how people got a hold of this stuff. It was showing up in ads. People hacked the URLs because the coda stayed the same. Mm-hmm. So they were able to kind of get in there and find this stuff and started, of course, spreading it all over the internet because, you know.
Oh, yeah.
That's people. That's right. Just what happens. So we're not going to talk out of abundant respect for our friends at Briar. We're not going to talk about the ones that haven't been officially released. Mm-hmm. But what got released was some really exciting stuff. And also we saw a price for one of the ticket structures. Yeah. So it's unfortunate that the stuff got there, especially since I like the drama of a surprise.
Oh, I really love
the Briarfest reveals. One of my favorite things is the reveals, especially
the auctions
and the auction horses.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to put that out there that we're not talking about anything that they haven't publicly made available.
We're going to roll it out as they roll it out.
Right.
So,
all right. Anyway. Back to
back
model
to
sales products.
Back to models. So we've already seen the celebration horse. We talked about her last time. She's beautiful.
Right.
So they're changing up some of the language and streamlining it a little bit. And as we said earlier, limited edition models, these are like the store specials and the pop-up store models. So these are the things you could get at the two little pop-up stores they had or inside the actual store itself. That's typically where they would sell, like, you know, it's where they would have sold cheesecake and Top Gun and stuff like that last year.
Yep.
So all of those things are going to be called limited edition, just to make it less confusing, because there's no pop-up store. There's no, you know, there's no store. So
there's nothing.
That's how it is.
There's no Ninja Pit of Death.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because I feel
you could argue the online experience.
I said the online experience.
Last year was the Ninja Pit of Death.
That was the closest I feel I've ever been to the Ninja Pit of Death. And I was like, woo, crazy. Then there are the special run models. And these are the traditional scale models that they normally would sell kind of sort of by lottery in that you lined up for. You had a time you line up for, you can get to on your ticket.
Right. These are the ones you would get your ticket times for. Mm-hmm.
So they also said there's a limited number of VIP tickets, but that's all they said, which makes sense.
Yep.
Because you don't want to sell out all your special runs to your VIPs.
Right. Right.
So my guess is that VIP ticket price is going to be, because that's one way you limit it.
Make it expensive.
So start saving your pennies right now, people.
So Special Run, the next blog release was Special Run and Event Model Information, mm-hmm. which discusses VIP, All Access, and General Admission, and how Special Runs and Limited Editions work for each of those classifications.
Yeah.
So for VIP, All Access, BriarFest attendees who purchase the All Access ticket will select and pay for their Special Run models and limited editions at the time of their ticket purchase. So this has been clarified.
Okay.
And that is beyond, I'm assuming, above and beyond ticket price.
Oh, it has to be.
VIP ticket buyers will be guaranteed to receive the models they select when buying their VIP tickets. No more worry about submitting preferences.
Yeah. Oof.
Now.
Yeah.
All Access. Do you want to do this with?
Yeah, I'll do All Access. So the All Access is you buy this ticket level and you'll be able to purchase your Special Run models based on your preferences that you'll submit later in the summer. So when you buy the ticket later on, you'll get an email saying, you know, give us your preferences. You know, that's the gamble part. And then you'll buy those over Briarfest weekend. So it's kind of like how they did it last time. There's no ticket times, though. Like, they've limited that whole craziness because that was bananas.
That was a definite learning point.
That
learned from, and I'm glad of it.
Yeah. So basically, you're going to submit your preferences. They're going to run everybody in the through the thing, and you're going to they'll tell you what you get, and you'll buy them during Briarfest.
Yep.
So. Yeah, that gauntlet was scary.
Well, and I think because they had to put it together so fast, they adopted so many things that work in the live iteration because of actual bodies, right?
Right.
And clearly they realized, like, well, we don't have to worry about times now. I mean,
yeah.
And really, I know they were trying to keep kind of that experience alive, but really it was more complicated than it was worth. And I don't blame them for doing away with it.
And that also frees you up to being like, okay, I have a ticket time at 10 o'clock. Well, you can go, you know, go through their library of workshops and stuff,
right.
that, you know, that they have that
or
you
watch
can
the live watch. Broadcast.
Yeah, watch the live broadcast. Oh my gosh, I don't have to give up any TV time for the live broadcast this year. I'm just going to camp out. I'm going to pick the air mattress out and I'm not coming upstairs for 3 days.
Hey, maybe if we both have a COVID vaccine, I'll come out.
Well, hey, I just got my first one yesterday. So yeah.
I'm in the second round, so I don't know when I'm getting mine yet.
Oh yeah. That'd be awesome. Okay. We'll get hyped about that another time.
We can do daily broadcasts after they close out.
Oh,
we could.
That would be so much be fun because we could stream it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. Well, think about that.
Yeah. See, ideas are born right on the show.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting.
Okay.
The
final 3-day ticket is the general admission, and they say that's a single day, but it's gotten an upgrade. They will receive one randomly selected event stablemate from the line off, and guests with the ticket will have three day access, but you will not be able to purchase Special Run models. You will have access to limited edition store models, but that is no guarantee of getting one.
Correct.
Also, All Access general admission ticket holders will have the option to purchase a complete set of the stablemates.
So if you want a complete set of the stablemate, you're not going to have to buy 4 of the general admissions. There'll be an add-on package. I have heard a rumor that says that this group of stablemates is out of this world.
Well, they are. I saw them.
You did?
There's a picture of them floating around.
Oh, I didn't see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm good. I will direct. No, please don't.
Okay. Cool.
So there you go. So that's how they're going to work.
Yep. Yep. So I think this is a great idea to have this structure. It kind of addresses, depending on price, it addresses everybody's ability to attend and pay and have some sort of perk to each of the levels. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know.
So there you go.
There you go.
We talked about the leaks already. So the next blog released was from today, and it was we'll talk about the models and new releases. We're just talking about their news.
The structure.
They released how Briarfest 2021 is going to look like, what it's going to look like. It looks like it's going to be fairly similar content wise, broadcast wise to what it was last year.
Yeah.
There'll be a live in studio experience, which was my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, and if they don't bring back Auction John,
they're out of their minds
for the test runs or for the one of a kinds, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. He was awesome.
He was the best part of last year. Sunday morning, we were all just kicked back watching the auction go. And at first we were like, what is wrong with this dude? And by the end of it, we were all just like, yeah, Auction John's amazing.
He was so excited about, horses.
And
Everything. I'm sure, he was unaware of what Briar horses were until that morning, but he was on board.
He was on board. He was excited.
Oh,
he was hilarious.
He was great.
Yeah. So his name is John Stessel, and we hope they'll bring him back because he was 100% the life of the party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was great. So, it'll be cool because I watched a fair amount of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I really enjoyed the live broadcast. I thought, I can't remember her last name, but her first name was Kimberly. I thought she did a great job.
Oh, she was great. Yeah. The host. Yeah.
Yeah. So they say Briarfest weekend will be a mix of live content streamed on briarhorses.com. Think of it like morning news talk show with hosts and guests. Mm-hmm. Pre-recorded content, much of which you'll be able to access at your leisure during the 3-day weekend. This pre-recorded content will include workshop seminars, demos from horses, equine guests, interviews with owners, virtual tours, access to films, which they had last year, but I didn't take advantage of it. I made this year for the Equus Film and Arts Festival, among other things.
Yes.
They'll also have the online open model horse show, model horse showing clinics, live and pre-recorded workshops, contests, and of course, shopping. With the model horse show, I have been staffed with them for the last 2 or 3 years. I can't remember. But I know Michelle sent out an email that they're looking for people. They're going to be looking for people to staff the show that can't normally go to Briarfest. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in judging or stewarding for open, if they have stewards, I can't remember. There's going to be an application form going up on Briar.com soon.
Okay.
So if it may already be up by the time this comes out, but they are they're keenly interested in giving the ability to work at Briarfest to people that normally can't come.
Yeah. I've heard nothing about the kids show yet.
Yeah. Which I think is fair, really.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, I do, too.
I just hope the celebration model isn't amazing if I don't have a slot.
I know. And the last couple have been really cool.
The year before last was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Last year's was really cool. It's just flash isn't my thing.
Yeah. It was two different colors, too. That was kind of funky.
Yeah, that was neat.
Yeah.
That was super neat. Okay, and let's see. Finally, we'll throw the throwback Thursday they did this week because it also addresses Briarfest.
Mm-hmm.
So this Throwback Thursday talked about of the auction test models. And this was a true test model. She sold in 1998 for $2,200, which was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, that was quite a sum.
It is a Pinto Copenhagen Adios.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun to kind of look at him because he's not really the Copenhagen color, but he's not quite that electric blue they're using now either.
Yeah, they were going for the Copenhagen look, I'm sure, but that I'm sure that paint.
That
formula has been lost to time
or regulation.
Right. Absolutely. One of the things that I see on some of the older Copenhagens is there are some of them, and I don't know if this is age and yellowing, some of them look almost teal. You know?
Yeah. But, I know like the old process for the wood grains is like no longer legal.
Right.
Like however they used to do that. So I don't know. The decorator colors.
But I mean, some of the test models, if they went, I remember when I first started going to Briarfest, if they went over $1,000, it was scandal, right?
Oh yeah. People were clutching their pearls.
Yeah.
Now if they're under $1,000, people are like, what's wrong with it?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody likes this one, do they?
What in the heck is going on?
Right. Okay. The only other thing we have for news is we have one artist who's already gotten out there. They were clearly waiting for Briarfest to decide what they were going to do, has announced their sales event during Briarfest. It's Sarah Minkiewicz-Briney.
Yep.
And her sales event will be July 17th from 4:30 to 7 p.m. Mountain Time.
So that's 6:30 to 9 on the East Coast.
Right. And that is her virtual Briarfest sale. And if you remember last year, that's where Dibley came from.
That, yeah, so, 19 seconds.
Yep. Tick, tick, tick.
The Miller-Parks Dibley scale.
It's called the Prismatic Pony Parade. Woo-hoo. VBF 2021. So Sarah is not screwing around.
No, she's not.
She has staked her claim.
And I love
before
the,
anybody
I love the,
else can.
I love the cave pony that's on this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, we're going to send up a plea to artists to please try and space it out and not step all over each other.
Please get together now. There's 3 days in the weekend. Please stagger.
Yeah, please stagger. We're begging you. For our sanity, we're begging you.
We're begging you.
All right. We're going to take a break and we'll be back with Briarfest new releases.
Is your life dull? Sparkle it up! At Berg's Beads, everyone needs a little sparkle in their life. Come check out the handmade jewelry and other beaded products. Maybe you need ideas to provide hints to your Valentine's special someone what you might like. Enjoy a custom letter opener or bookmark with your favorite colors. If you're looking for a wedding gift, consider the beaded handle salad set or a fun set of wine charms. Check out a variety of earrings from under $20. Select your favorite finding, including precious metal options. Don't have pierced ears? Multiple options of clip findings are available. A variety of necklaces and bracelets are also available. Or check out the library of pen wrap or tea light wrap samples, with more than 1,000 beads in each. Custom orders available. You can check out Berg's Beads at gailberg.etsy.com or email bergsbeads@gmail.com. Use coupon MIB2021 on Etsy for 20% off all jewelry through February 6th, 2021. You're listening to the Mares in Black podcast.
All right, we are back with new releases. We have four of the officially released horses. We're going to talk about the Celebration horse again, just to rehash. And then three of, I believe, the SRs. Are they all SRs?
They're all SRs.
The SRs that they've released so far. There are others out there. I didn't go looking for them. They landed in my lap.
Yeah.
Super excited. But let's just talk about the ones that are official.
Yes.
So the Celebration horse is a Frisian Appaloosa cross.
Yep.
Danish's Northern Tempest.
Yes.
And this is on the
True North.
I want to say the Catch Me mold, but that's not the official name, right?
It's Cannery Warmblood, I think, is the official name, but it's True North.
Yeah, and this is just, you know, beautiful. Heather Paleo, kudos. This is beautiful.
Yeah. It's a very loud bay Appaloosa with the spots are all directional. She's got like flecking on the solider parts.
And I read somewhere that Jackie thinks that this horse has the bronzing on the black effect. But of course she, you know,
Leslie.
Yeah. What did I say?
Jackie. And I'm like, what did I say?
Oh,
and
Leslie. Like, yes. Leslie Kathman. Jackie Kathman. that. But she said, of course, she can't know that for sure unless there's a test, but
right.
She said it looked suspiciously like that. But there is, on the link, we have a video to an interview with the owner, and you can see the real horse in action. And this model is amazing.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I am so jealous of the people that are going to get a glossed one because, oh my Lord.
Oh my God.
Right?
I know.
So pretty. So pretty.
So, so pretty.
Yeah. So excited about that.
Yes. That is a nice model.
That is a great horse for the celebration model.
Yeah. And then we had our first special run. And what's also nice is they have also revealed the piece count and the price of these as they have announced them, which hooray. So the first one is Uffington, which is a Cremello Accoltecchi, and it is inspired by the Great White Horse of Uffington.
Yes.
Which is really cool.
It's one of those ancient... huge giant ground carvings. You can see them from the sky. This one is located in Oxfordshire, England. Mm-hmm. It's a massive trench, and it's kind of this stylized galloping horse. It looks very ancient and tribal, and it actually really suits
the
Accoltecchi.
Perfect. So this guy, there's going to be 1,800 of these. They're $60.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's super cool.
He is super cool. I like it when they do a Cremello. Like, I've got the Lonesome Glory and the Bobby Joe that they did as Cremellos, and they're really, I don't know, they do it well.
The Lonesome Glory is a Perlino.
Oh, is it? Yeah. They're close enough. Same idea.
Same idea, right.
Yeah. But, I don't know. They pull that color off well, but my guess is it must be difficult because so far it's only been on, like, you know, it hasn't been on a production model.
I think this looks really good.
I do, too. I like, this would be one of, this is going to, so far, this is one of my picks.
Yep.
Absolutely.
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 All right. The next one up is Peche Merle.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I didn't know this too. This is the John Henry mold, but apparently they've smoothed him out.
Oh, they did that. The rumor? They did that some time ago. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
So this is, the name is based on the cave paintings in France that date back to 29,000 years ago. Mm. They're just a little younger than the first horse figurine that was unearthed at Vogelherd. So they took the inspiration from one of the cave painting that shows a horse with a dark forehand and a Appaloosa or dappled body. Mm-hmm. So this is a really great idea. This is so cool.
Yeah. And I love what it seems like they're doing, where it's like, you know, their horse of a different color, but it's like, here's the horse in art.
Yes.
And here it is as a realistic model, because this John Henry, this is a completely realistic pattern.
Yep. I love it.
I do too.
So, it's so inspired. I love how they're doing this so far.
Yeah. This is this rollout's been great.
1,900 pieces made on this one, $60.
Yep.
Just like Uffington.
Yep.
So,
which par for the course for what these guys usually cost. So,
yeah. It's, in fact, you know, some are 65 and 70, and so far they're hanging at 60 for these.
Yeah. All right. And the one that got released today. So this one is kind of an homage to a statue that was commissioned. The Duke of Milan commissioned for Leonardo da Vinci to create what would have been the largest bronze horse statue in the world, 26 feet tall. Da Vinci did a bunch of sketches for this. Ultimately, it was never created and the original clay model was destroyed. But what they have done in homage to this, they are taking the Linda York Peruvian Paso and painted him up in a really beautiful, rich mahogany liver, chestnut Sabino. He is quite pretty.
Yes.
Very, very.
He's spot. Very, very, like almost black chestnut.
Yeah.
Very intricate pattern. And I love it. I think it looks really dynamite on this model.
Yeah, I agree.
This really complements this model.
A lot. Yeah, they did a really good job with this pattern.
So 1,800 pieces on this one and $65.
Yeah. There you go. So far, not a clunker in the thing yet.
Nope, super impressed.
Yeah.
They look really great. I want all of them.
Oh, how many tickets am I going to buy?
I know, right? I am afraid. Oh, I am afraid. That pretty much covers the new releases. I'm sure they will keep releasing them all next week, and we'll catch up with the show that we record the week after this. So we're going to close that out, and we have just a few things for Instagram.
Yep. A short show.
We'll be
week.
Right back with that.
The Mares in Black Podcast.
We're back with Instagram in progress.
Oh, woo! And here we are, Anna Hilt. So she's got a picture of her little journal for 2021, jotting down things, her hopes, her dreams. This is what she wants to do. It looks like what matters more, I can see in Briarfest, and I can't really...
What matters most, and she has a little list of goals, mm-hmm. and then for Briarfest, what she wants to presumably make for Briarfest, and she has a spreadsheet in front of her and a little Cassidy model on her keyboard of her laptop. So I thought this was a good in progress, all in progress is painting or sculpting. It's setting out goals too. For yourself, planning, making checklists, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
She'll probably have a lottery too. So
I'm sure she did last year. Yeah. Hang on to your butts. And then our other one is Barefoot Appaloosa is the name of this account, and they are making Occultechie collars.
Yes. This is Catherine Bone.
Oh, this is Catherine Bone. Okay.
Yes.
Why did I not know that?
I had to look too. I did not associate that studio name with her name. So yeah. But these techie collars are beautiful.
Yeah. And it looks like they stay on with sticky wax.
Yeah.
Is what she says. They're really pretty.
Yes. She's got like a braided one and then a thin kind of gold jewelry necklace, if you will, and then a very thick one that has cabochons and shed in it and set in it, and little jinglies hanging off the collar. Yeah. Really similar to what Mel did for her Occultechie for the custom contest.
Yeah, but these are removable.
Was hers not removable?
I don't think so.
Ah, weird.
I think it's sculpted on. Now I'm sure Mel will let me know if I'm wrong.
All right. Then interesting fun picks. So Winrow Studio heard us talking about putting saddles on guinea pigs, I guess.
Well, she listened to us, and apparently one of us said, tack me up a guinea pig. That sounds like you.
Yes, it does. So she tacked up a guinea pig, and here it is.
It's a very patient pig.
She wants a disclaimer that she didn't make the saddle, but the guinea pig is all hers.
Mildly annoyed looking guinea pig.
Rosemary the guinea pig wearing her saddle.
She's cute.
Love it.
We love
it. She is cute. And the saddle fits really well.
Yeah, see, the saddle looks pretty good on the guinea pig. I don't know how you get a bridle on it, but the saddle looks pretty good.
Well, it's bridleless. Guinea pigs are pretty agreeable.
Yeah, they are. And then finally, we have Mindy Berg. I can relate to this image, actually. I don't know what Mindy's doing. I think she's hairing a doll is what it looks like. But at the moment, not going well.
Kind of looks like this is the embodiment of how we all felt this past week.
Yeah, pretty much. That doll's wig is coming off.
Yeah, she has wigged out.
Yeah, literally.
Somebody snatched her wig.
Oh my.
Or at least part of it.
Yes. So I'll be interested to see where that goes. Funny.
Yep. Funny. Yeah, so we'll see where this ends up. But I'm fairly sure it won't be a mohawk, but you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe we're giving her ideas right now.
All right. So we've covered all the Briarfest news that's fit to talk about at this point.
True.
So we're going to close the show.
Yep. So this is like a bite-sized Mares in Black today.
Yeah, only an hour.
I bet it's not even an hour once we get done cutting the nonsense.
Yeah.
Anyway, always looking for sponsors and shout outs. So hit us up if you got something you want shouted out.
Yep. And we also, like we've been saying, we take goods and services in exchange or partially in exchange for ad work. So let us know.
We barter.
We barter, people.
Yep.
Because we like to give those away to our listeners and our Patreons.
Yeah.
Always looking for mentoring people to help out noobs and kids in the hobby. If you're interested, give us a shout at info@maresandblack.com. Mm-hmm.
And one last Patreon plug, patreon.com/maresandblack, all one word, no spaces.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
And that's it for us.
That's it.
We will be back next week with more glorious virtual Briarfest news.
Yes.
And some other stuff if it, you know, there wasn't much of anything to talk about this week except for Briarfest. Which was enough, clearly.
Yeah, because basically the entire hobby is shut down to just be like, what's coming out of Pequannock today?
We are reaping the whirlwind of Briar this week and next week, and probably all the way up to ticket sales.
Yeah, so end of the month. So next 2 weeks, I bet.
Yep. Mm-mm-mm. Everybody start pinching those pennies.
Yeah.
Because the Briarfest man is coming early for you.
The Briarfest man. Mr. Briar's coming early for the rent.
Yep. All right, guys. We're out of here and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks to Gail Berg and Berg's Beads for sponsoring this episode of Mares in Black. Come check out handmade jewelry and other beaded products at gailberg.etsy.com or email bergsbeads@gmail.com. Everyone needs a little sparkle in their life. The Mares in Black Podcast, created and hosted by Heather Malone and Jackie Rossi. Written by Heather Malone. Produced by Heather Malone, Jackie Rossi, and Joshua Wessner. Edited by Joshua Wessner. Engineered at 2 Ton Studios. Fulfillment Enforcer, Jackie Rossi.